Happy Father's Day, Isaac, and all the other dads here. You know, as kids, we'd give awards, right? We'd get Father of the Year award, correct? Did you ever get one of those? You never gave your dad a Father of the Year reward? I'll ask him, but we give those, and we give awards, right? We give awards to people. So would we give somebody an award for timidity? Maybe. How about for just arrogant vainness? Just vain and proud of himself. What about a coward? Would we give an award to a coward? We good, Ray? Okay. For a coward. How about a liar? A thief? How about somebody that's a drunkard? That just got drunk. Prostitute? Maybe your child, an adulterer? Would we give an award to an adulterer? How about a prisoner? One who's in prison? Or even worse, a murderer? Someone who conspired to commit murder? The victim of the murder? Maybe. How about someone who would just sit and laugh at the face of God? Would we give people these awards? But yet, they are all in the chapter on faith. Gideon was timid. He questioned God. Samson was vain. He thought that his strength would best anyone. Barak was a coward. He hid behind Deborah in battle. Abraham lied. Jacob stole his brother's birthright. Noah got drunk, and his sons watched him. Rahab was a prostitute. Jephthah was the son of that prostitute. David, an adulterer. Joseph sat in prison. Moses murdered. David conspired to murder. And Abel was the victim of a murder. And Sarah laughed at the face of God. Yet every one of them is listed in Hebrews 11 and commended for their faith. Does that sound right? What is this faith? That these people are commended for it? Is it so much what we do? Or is it something more? So Hebrews was written to a group of Jews or Hebrews that were wavering and wondering whether, you know, all this stuff was worth it. If this Christianity they found, was it really worth it? There was persecution. There was questions. Is God answering prayers? I'm not seeing God move. But yet the author of Hebrews went in to say how Christ came. He's the supremacy of all. He died. He rose again that we may rise with him. And then he comes into chapter 10 and says in 35, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You now need to preserve so that when you have done the will of God, you'll receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he is coming and will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in one who shrinks back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but those who have faith and are saved. So what is faith? Where is faith? We talk about faith. 1 Corinthians 13 says, faith, hope, and love. Those three things remain. Now when it says the greatest is love. But what is faith? We talk about faith. We share about faith. We think about faith. But in whatever faith is, it's not an event. Faith is not something you believe. Faith is not something that you think. Faith is actually a lifestyle. Because you can believe all you want, but if you're not acting on what you believe, that faith is dead. There is no faith. Faith is truly acting upon what you believe. Not sure where all this is supposed to go today. But in Hebrews it says, now faith is the confidence of what we hope for, the assurance of what we do not see. This is what those listed in that list were commended for. The ones that we would never give an award to were commended for their faith. Last time I mentioned what faith is in is what it all, what is the importance of it is what your faith is in. It is actually the substance of what you have your faith in, not what your faith is. You can have all the faith in the world that Joe Biden will make this country better, but will it happen? I'll leave that up to you to answer. But that faith is not put in something that is substantial. That faith is not put in something that is real. That faith is not put into something that is true. That faith is put into something that is of our own making. And in reality, it's in our own pride and our own desires, our own strength, not in those who gave it. So I said, God is infinite. And if we have faith in an infinite God, a faith of a mustard seed would move a mountain. Because a fraction of infinity is still infinity. So that substance of faith in a God that is infinite is more than what you need. Is more than what you need. Faith is not a feeling. I don't feel faith. Because in reality, we can feel faithful, but in the truth is, we're faithless. Because we are relying on our own demise. We are not relying on God Himself. We can feel faithless that everything is falling apart, but yet be full of faith. Because we know in the end, God will bring us through. In the next verse, it says, by faith we understand the universe was formed in God's command, so that what was seen was not made of what was visible. So the first one says, faith is confidence, what we hope for, assurance of what we do not see. God created the heavens and the earth out of something that was invisible, that was non-existent. Out of nothing, He created the world. And that's what faith is based on. It is the assurance of what we do not see. What God has said will happen. I have formed you in my mother's womb. I've known you since you were born. God has said that. We know it is true. I have sent my son to save those who, for God so loved the world, He sent His only Son, that whosoever liveth Him, believeth in Him, should not perish but have eternal life. That is truth. That's what we have faith in. So our faith is based on our integrity and on believing what God has said. Faith can probably be boiled down to one thing. Faith can probably be boiled down to, are we acting as if we believe God? Acting as if we believe God, not thinking that we believe God, not talking about how we believe God, but actually doing it. Proud of the two this week. Those two showed tremendous faith. Wednesday morning, Anna's answering the phones, trying to get people connected with their dogs that's lost. So one's on one line, one's on another line. She's trying to connect the two together as she's pacing back and forth in pain. And it's like, you need to go get checked out. You need to go. You need to go. Not once did she question anything. And Isaac met her at the hospital. Anna showed up. 40, 45 minutes later, Eliana was born. Premature. But yet, never a question of what is God doing? What is happening? It's going step by step by step by step, knowing that God has it under control, believing that God is having control, walking that faith like God is having control, and believing Him. Jesus is the author and the finisher of that faith. He produces it in us. He is everything we need. And faith is just believing that He will do it. So, Luke, in Luke chapter 18, I believe it's 15 and 16, it says, pretty much, it says it in Matthew as well too, but some children were up with Jesus. They brought the babies to Jesus. The disciples said, you know, don't bother the master with these things. And Jesus said, these children are those that inherit the kingdom of God. You must become like a child to inherit the kingdom of God. To become like a child, what does that mean? Well, when the girls were little, and I know Eliana will do it too, and you've all done it with your children, through whether it's off a pier, down a slide, off the side of a thing, when they're little, you go up to them and say, I can see it happening now with Isaac, Eliana, jump off the stage. Here, I'm here, I'll catch you. I'll catch you, come on, jump. Anna, come down the slide. Okay, but timid and not wanting to do it. Because she does not have faith that she'll be caught. She does not have the knowledge that she will be safe. So you sit there and go, come on, you can do it, you can do it. No, no, it's too high, it's too scary. No, it's okay, I got you. I got you. The fear is still there, though. They don't realize it's fear. They may say, well, come closer. Come closer. And as a dad, what will you do? You will draw near. You will draw near to your child and say, it's okay. Come on, jump. You can do it. And go, no, no. So then what you do is you put out your arms and you come up just right an inch from them. Or on the top of the slide, you take them up and just let it go down slowly. And the next thing you know, they jumped. Okay. And then it goes on and on. And you go a little bit further, and then they jump. And then next thing you know, hey, Eliana, do you want to jump? Jumps right off into your arms. Because she knows she now has faith she will be caught. The next thing you know, though, they're running around and jumping off the stage before you can get to them. Because they have a faith that they will not get hurt, that you will catch them. Faith like a child knows that God will catch them no matter what they do. Wherever God leads them, wherever God takes them, He has their back. And living in such a way that you know with faith, without a shadow of a doubt, that He is there to get you. And that's what faith like a child is. Not worried about what's happening around, but knowing, Father, You will catch me. You will catch me. Do we want to walk in that faith? The faith of a child. The faith, no matter what we do, no matter how we screw up, it's because they believed in God. They believed that God said He was what He was going to do, that He was going to do it. And He did it. Did Abraham screw up with Hagar? No, he did not waver his faith. He said, God is going to do what He said He's going to do, but I need to help Him out. It wasn't lack of faith. It was lack of God's ability to do what He said. So he tried to take it into his own hands. And that's how Ishmael was produced. Because he thought he had to help God. Not that he didn't believe God. He was acting out in the wrong way. But at least he was acting out. At least he was following. At least he was going. And he still ended up in the Hall of Fame, the Hall of Faith. Go out this week and not just believe God is faithful. Go out and not just think that God is faithful. Talk about the faithful of God. Go out this week and meet and live like you mean it. Live like he does have your back and that he does take care of you and that he is Lord of the universe. Father, we just thank you and praise you. Father, we thank you that by faith, by our faith, by the faith that you give us, we can believe what you say is true. That we can act on that faith and walk it and live it, that you may be blessed, that you may be worshiped, that your glory may be seen by those around, because that's what it's all about, that others may see and know you. Give us that faith, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.